Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Most of us in this room have been alive long enough to understand this phrase that we sometimes say to ourselves. Say, you know, if I'd have known back then what I know now, I would have probably done that differently, right? You know, all of us in this room, we've been pretty much alive long enough to know that. We kind of learned that principle early on. You go and do something and as some reason you knew it was questionable within yourself, even as a kid. And you got caught by mom or dad. And so, you know, the punishment came for the crime. He said, wow, if I'd have known this was going to happen, I'd have probably had second thoughts about doing that. Now, some of us are slow learners. We'd have done it anyhow again. But that whole phrase, if I would have known then, or known now what I knew then, I'd have probably done some things differently. And whether it's brought injury to ourselves or some kind of pain or some type of great disappointment because some decision we made or how we acted or conducted ourselves or whatever it is. And, you know, I'm acquainted with the phrase in my own life. If I would have known, I may not have done that so that I find myself in this situation. And it happens to all of us. It's just part of life, part of growing, part of learning, part of developing, and certainly part of our personal faith and how we grow and how we live life. So I meet with people all the time in this building, outside this building. You know this. And I listen to them and might share something with them. And as we talk and converse about their life and what they've gone through or what they're going through, you know, it kind of comes out. They don't say the phrase, if I had known, I wouldn't have done that. But you can see the light start to go on in us as we have this realization. If we would have had more information, we may have made a different decision. It brings us to this point that I want to share with us this morning. It's, if I would know God more than I do now, and who He is and what He's like, I may live life differently. Not just back then, because I can't do anything about back then. You know, it's done. I mean, I can try to make peace and do mending and be responsible and all of those things, yes. But, you know, it's hard to walk into your future backwards if you're constantly looking back instead of where you're supposed to be going. And so from this moment, if I had more information about God and who He is and what He's like, it might change the way I live. Well, there, you know, there's really generally only two ways that we kind of get information about who God is. One is we get information from people who claim to follow Him. Now, keep in mind, there are those who say, I'm a follower of Him, but the fruit in their life doesn't necessarily, match what they're saying. You know what I'm talking about? Okay? And we all have some perfecting to do. Turn to the person next to you and smile at him again. Yeah, you have some things to probably straighten out. Your wife's not here, so I'm going to do it for her.
Thank you.
Shape up! You know, so the other way that we gather information about God and who He is, because, you know, some people, they might share some truths, but then they share some opinions and things that aren't really founded on this. The other way we get to know God and who He is and what He's like is through the life of His Spirit in the Scripture. You know, you really want to know what Jesus is like or who He is. It's nice to hear what other people might have to say about Him sometimes. But why don't we take a look and read how He treated people for ourselves? You know, there in church history, there was a time, and I'm not going to give you a big history lesson because it's not the point. But there was a time in history where the only people who had these were basically clergy in churches. Those who, you know, stood in the pulpit, they had these. And the people did not have the Bible. They did not have scriptures. They came and they just listened to a person tell them and read it and then tell them about it. Now, we know for different reasons there were times in history where people didn't have the scriptures because most of the population was uneducated. They couldn't read. They were impoverished. All of that. A time came where people paid the price and said, we are going to put the scripture in print for everybody. Okay? Because the church and leadership at that time, way back in history, they were not in favor of this, by the way. Because they could control what they say from this and interpret it and tell the people what it is. And they could tell you what they want. They could lay heavy burdens on you. They could lay obligation on you. They could tell you getting to heaven is all kinds of works and do this and do that. And it was impossible to live up to that. It's like Jesus in Matthew 23. He talks to the Pharisees. He says, hey, listen. And I'm paraphrasing here. He says, hey, listen, you Pharisees, you religious teachers. You are tying up heavy burdens and laying them on people. You are putting unnecessary burdens on the people, and they cannot stand up underneath all of these requirements. And so you are shutting up the kingdom of heaven to these people who are actually looking to get in. They're wanting to know about God. They're wanting to know about heaven. They're wanting to know about forgiveness and salvation. But the religious leaders oppress the people with all kinds of unnecessary burdens, and therefore the people fought and assumed because they could not get one of these of their own, or they couldn't read. And so what they were told, they thought was true, and therefore they couldn't live up to the requirements they were told. And they thought they couldn't make heaven. So thankful that the scripture went into print. You see, it would be very hard for me, catch this, it would be hard for me, maybe not you, but it would be hard for me to come and just eat a meal once a week. Now maybe you're all right with that, but my body is not okay with that. Okay? I know I need to exercise more, but I'm saying I need to, you know, I need to eat more often than once a week. Because my body needs it, my mind needs it, my soul. So here's my question. If we as a person need this for health, what about our spirit and soul? How often do we come and eat? Once a week at church? Come on. You cannot live off of Sunday at church alone. You just can't do it. If you want to do an experiment, feed your body once a week. You know, I look at this and I'm not being sacrilegious here when I say this, but you know, this is like the grocery store for my soul. My life might be a little different if I would have known more of him then, so that I wouldn't be caught in some unmanageable thing now in my life. If I knew now, or knew then, what I know now. I can't eat once a week. I've got to read this scripture. I'm just going to talk to you. I'm not talking to you as a pastor. I'm just talking to you as a man. I've got to be in here and read this and apply it to my life more than once a week. Not because I have to give a sermon. Just because I'm a man. And put faith in him who saved me, gave his life for me. We need to have food for our spirit. Listen, otherwise, where are we making the basis of the decisions that we make or I make in my life? Where do I get the foundation for that? Well, I think this is what my dad would do. I think this is what my mom would do. This is what I heard from somebody once. Or do we just kind of leave it to ourselves to make our own decisions because I think it makes sense or it might feel good or whatever it is? And so we kind of drift along and bounce around a little bit in life. And circumstances or situations come up and we don't know what to do. When if I had more information, I might know what to do. If I had more information or more experience with who God is, I might be more equipped for life because I know him more. And I have a friendship with him, and you know, I follow him, and I want to become like him. And so therefore, in the adventure and in the faith expression to follow him, that automatically takes a whole lot of things off the table of decision. In other words, I don't have to sort through this decision because I know that this here is not something he desires for me. So, off the table. It doesn't even belong on the agenda, right? Example. What example should I pick? I got so many. Let's do this one. Here's a nice little hot button. Well, we love each other. Therefore, we're going to, you know, sleep together. And besides, he's so good to me and she's so beautiful. And so, you know, relationship progress. So we're going to sleep together. Now, those of you who have information about the scripture, it says, no. Now, put this in context. When I say sleep together, I don't mean you're taking a nap. Okay? You get it? Three of you said yeah. Some of you are abstaining from voting because you don't want to say that in church. If we had the information understood that God says, don't have union like that before you're married, and we said, oh, that's just, you know, that's just old stuff, or that's just Bible stuff, or, you know, why? Give me the explanation. I want to know, you know. Well, I'm not asking you to answer this, but those of us who, you know, trespassed and crossed the line on that, didn't listen to that, how's it been working out for you? Feel emotionally whole? Because of your experience and past relationships or whatever it was? How are you feeling about yourself after that? Life turned out pretty good? Who made that decision for you? We can go through a list of all kinds of things in our life. And I'm not talking about just moral ethical things, but the way that we conduct our life and conduct our relationships, conduct business, friendships, all of these things. If we had more information about who He is and experiencing Him and knowing, I might live my life different. Because you know what? This isn't about just coming to church on Sunday and just listening to what some preacher, some pastor, some priest is telling you. Listen, it's part of it. It is important. But I have got to walk away and say, okay, Lord, you got to start talking to me, and I want to know you better, and what do you say? And hey, I don't get this. Can you explain this to me? Can you help me? Because I'm really looking for you here. I want, as a pastor, as a friend, just a man in life, remove my titles. I want to be able to put this in your hands. You can actually take it, yeah. I'm going to have it back, unless you really need it. I can give you mine. I want this to be in your hands. I want this to be something that you can wrestle and through and read and look at and get angry about and get happy about and say, hey, there it is. Because it feeds you, gives you a strength in your soul and spirit that you wouldn't have without it. You feel like you can make a better decision. You feel like you can care about people more. You feel like, you know, if I face hard times, I'm not going to throw in the towel. It's still going to be tough, but I can lean on Him. Or that I remember in His Word, it tells me to do this. See? All of a sudden, life begins to change, and it's every day, and it's, you know, something's happening in your own soul and spirit because you've shared. So here's the deal. I'm going to take a break in this little message here, and I'm going to come back and just share something quickly, but I want to do something that I never really do, okay, in the middle of a message. In your bulletin, you saw that envelope, okay? It says on it, Right Now Media. There is something that I came across, that my son came across, and we talked about it in some time past. I have been using this, okay? I have been using this on Wednesday nights here at church for a study, okay? This is just a website, okay? We're in a tech age, you know? Those of us who are my age and older, I know you're going, boo, humbug, but... You know, we're in a tech age. Right Now Media, okay, what happens is, and I'm just going to explain how this works. We have purchased, as a church, a membership because we use the material. Okay? We use the material. All right? I'm not selling this. I have no connection to Right Now Media. Okay? So those of you who don't know me, I don't want you to think, oh, yeah, this guy's probably getting kickbacks. No. Not how I operate. So, anyhow, there's this website, and there's a website out in the world that you can click on or get a membership to every month. You pay a fee, and you can pick a bunch of movies and TV shows, right? Okay? If those of you who don't know about it, don't even worry about it. Just forget what I'm saying. The rest of you, you know what those programs are called, okay? You may be a member of one of those. So here's the deal. We've purchased one as the church. What they allow me to do, us to do as a church, is that we can allow you access to this. So that you can, instead of pulling up a bunch of Christian movies, you can actually pull up all kinds of books, Bible studies. You know, I could have, say, you know, every week my buddy Darren and I here, we're going to get together on Thursday morning at 10:30, and he's going to bring home-cooked baked goods, and we're I'm going to buy the coffee, and we're going to sit, you know, I don't know, someplace that's got Wi-Fi, and I'm going to bring my laptop, or you're going to bring your phone or iPad or whatever, and we're going to pull this up, and then we're going to log in right there. Thanks, Chris. We're going to log in. See what happens. If you get this membership, then you'll have your own login, okay, so that you can use this anywhere, anytime. So, can you scroll down, please, Chris? It is Chris, right? Chris running this? Is Chris running this? Thanks. Okay, so hold on, Chris. See that arrow on the right? Yeah, click on it. All of a sudden, it starts scrolling through all these popular Bible studies. Now, if you hold the cursor over, I don't know, stepping up. Go to stepping. The switch. It gives you a little synopsis of what this study's about and who the author is. Now, I will tell you, I have not read all the books. I have not watched all the Bible studies. There may be one or two on here that, you know, maybe aren't so great. Okay? But there's a lot in here. I want to give you a tool to help you study, to help you read something, to help you get more information, to give you a greater experience with the Lord. Now, I know that the experience with the Lord is walking with Him, getting alone with Him, spending time with Him like you do a friend, reading His Word. Sometimes it's nice to have an additional tool, okay, all right, that helps us study. It doesn't take away from us reading on our own, okay, but it's going to help. So, you know, they've got all kinds of categories, like over here on the left. You know, they got stuff on parenting, marriage, stuff for men, women, small groups, pastors, blah, blah, all the way down the list. And they've got all kinds of these. Now, I want you to actually go to Stepping Up. I'm not familiar with it, but click on that, would you, Chris? Okay, it brings it up. Now, push the play thing. I don't know what else to call it, the play thing. Okay. Oh, it looks like it's something for men. Okay. And all of a sudden there's this video
clip.
There's
room every day in every life to demonstrate courage.
Okay, you can stop this now. If you wanted this one, you can go over to like your profile up here and see my queue, right? Thanks. And all of a sudden, here's one of the studies that we've used on a Wednesday night. So it'll keep track. So like scroll down, it'll show you some other studies we've done. Okay, stop there. What happens is when you click on them, you can go to, hey, this is the first session. It's 31 minutes long, okay, and it's out of this book. Now, click on this over here, would you, Chris, on the book itself? See if that allows you to do anything. Okay, can you scroll down again? Okay, here. Now, this is where you can watch the videos, but if you want, like, a small group discussion, or if, you know, Darren and I getting together and eating good homemade baked goods and drinking coffee at, I don't know, Caribou or whatever, and him and I are going to meet together, we're going to watch a 31-minute video on some of these, on some of the studies, they're only like 7 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever, it depends on the study. And then we're going to watch this, and then we're going to discuss what we heard. We're going to read the scriptures that maybe he used, or we could actually buy the book. We can click on it and go buy it. We could get a discussion printout, or we can look on there. Sometimes they don't even charge you for it. It's just like a discussion to help lead you in your discussion. All of a sudden, next thing you know, is you are talking about God, you're experiencing Him, you're learning, you're studying His Word, and all of a sudden, it wasn't on Sunday. Because you need to eat more than once a week. Right? I don't know, maybe you're young moms and, maybe you work outside the home and your husband works, or maybe you're not married and, you know, and you set up a time during the week where you're going to get together with a few other of these young moms and you're going to go hang out at one of your houses and you got Wi-Fi at that house and you're going to pull up a study and you guys are going to meet for 4 or 5 weeks or however many, you know, studies they have. This one has 6. So like basically 6 weeks. All of a sudden there's something that you can begin to study, you can fellowship, you can learn from the Lord, you can learn from one another, and all of a sudden you're being fed His Word. You're eating. Because Jesus meant for His life and His Word to come to everybody. Okay? This is not meant for just clergy to have. This is for you to learn, for me to learn. I'm just telling you that if, you know, I should do this. Click on kids. Okay. scroll down. Adults are going, yeah, VeggieTales. I'm getting it just so I watch VeggieTales. Hey, listen, man, if that's going to enrich your Bible study and basic Bible knowledge, watch it, okay? Scroll down a little more. They've got all kinds of things for kids, all right? I'm just telling you that if you are interested in having this, all right, we pay a fairly hefty monthly fee, okay, because I'm good with it. It is good stuff, all right? They allow us to make it available to the people who want it here, okay, at the church. So this is not a breach of contract with them. This is partly why they do it. And I thought, you know, if this can be a help, you know, some of you grab the little booklet off the information counter that says Our Daily Bread, where you have a scripture verse, somebody writes a little something, you read it, you include it in your Bible reading and prayer life, and try to live out this faith every day and not just like, you know, once a week or once a month or, well, I only eat at Easter and Christmas. You know, it's when I go to church. You know, so, because if I knew then what I know now, if I knew him better, my life would be, you know, and this learning him and knowing him and experiencing personally who he is and not just living on it secondhand through somebody else, but allowing studies, teaching, Sunday, fellowshipping together, meeting together, coffee together over something. Listen, guys. You might not be in the hall. Hey, listen, I ain't going to no man's group. I mean, all these guys talk about accountability. And I just have these images that they're just going to get together and share their feelings. I ain't doing that. Well, if that's not you, you know, I get it. So, if your Wi-Fi reaches your garage, have a couple guys over, turn the coffee pot on, turn wrenches, listen to the video, have your study, and, you know, build a custom bike. Or something, okay? You know, build your custom chopper. All of a sudden, you know, you, your friendships, your life is getting better. And you're experiencing him. And it's a help to you. I just want you to know that envelope for you doesn't have to be filled out today. If you are interested, you put your name, your email. We have to go in for the first time and get you registered. What we're doing is we're just asking for a $10 flat fee one time, and you get this for however long you want it. Okay? If you don't want it, you don't want it. It's okay. And so that's what that's about. Trust me. If most of us all signed up in here for $10, it's not going to cover probably our monthly fee. Okay, so this isn't about making money. You don't have to pay it every month. It's a one-time thing saying, you know what, here, get me registered. I want this. And here's the other part. On Wednesday night when we're doing one of these studies, if you have to miss a week, you say, I don't want to miss. I have people tell me that. How can I get this? How can I missed last week, or I'm going to miss this week. How can I? Then they can just go to this and say, oh, what was the study? Oh, there it is. Oh, it was week three. I can catch up so I don't miss a week because I couldn't make it on Wednesday night. It's just a tool to help us. All it is a tool. I feel a little funny taking time to show this to you, giving you the information to sign up in the middle of a sermon message. But here's the thing. It's not about what other preachers do or don't do. I just want to get, I want to put this in your hands. That's what I want. I want you to have the tool you need, a tool that might help you. Tools that help us. You know why I go through one of these studies on Wednesday nights? Or I've used a few of them now? And I'll just tell you the truth. Because I'm tired of hearing me. So Wednesday night you can come and maybe hear me introduce it. But I'm not the teacher that night. We watch a clip. We break into small groups. You got a discussion sheet. And you're talking a little bit and you're listening and you're... And all of a sudden the time's up and you're going home and you're going, wow. And all of a sudden something happened in you because you got involved in digging for yourself. See? It's how we make it a part of our daily life, and basically it becomes who we are. His Word, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says God's Word, it's breathed by Him, it's inspired by Him, it's for training, it's for teaching, it's for giving instruction, it's for giving encouragement. Those are the things that His Word is supposed to do for us. If you got the impression that God's Word is to come down on us and go, and kill us and take away all our fun, and I don't know where you got that idea. I don't know what bad experience you had somewhere, but that is not who He is. These are words of life. When Jesus was sharing some hard teachings, it was in John chapter 6, Gospel of John chapter 6. Jesus was sharing some hard teachings, and some of the people who were following Him started to leave. Started to leave Him and not follow Him anymore. Okay? And He looked at His disciples and He said, are you going to leave too? And Peter, he pipes up and says, Lord, what? Where would we go and why would we leave? You're the one that holds the words of life. Words of life. I'll tell you what, in this life, I've had enough happen to me already and experienced enough in this life to take life out of me. But when we open our hearts and life to Him, He has the words of life. It allows me to think different. It allows me and empowers me not to repeat history in my life. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who said, I'll never do that again. I had young women say, that's it, I hate men. Because bad relationship. Or they don't want to resolve it, and so they're quickly racing to the next one. Same with guys. That's it. I give up on women. Don't give up. Just accept the fact you'll never understand them. So, anyhow, you... I want to read this last verse to you. His passage. Because His Word, we know, is light. It says it in the Scripture. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says this. This is the message we have heard from Him who proclaimed to you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Now I want to pause here. In Psalm 119, verse 15, it says, Your Word, if I study it, if I read it, if I get to know God, I will discover that what He has to say, Psalms 119, verse 15, says, His Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, I don't have to stumble around in darkness. I don't have to stumble around in confusion. I don't have to stumble around in all the dark thinking of my own mind and feelings. That as I walk through life, His Word shows me how to step, how to live, how to act, how to conduct myself. He shines a light to my path so I can see where I'm going. That is one of the aspects of what His Word is like in our life. So fast forward here to the New Testament, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It says that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Let's be real honest with ourselves. I've got to be really honest with me, okay? Otherwise it doesn't do any good. Let's face the fact. Honest with ourselves. We may believe in God and that He exists and He's out there and, you know, we kind of like Christmas and we go to church a little bit or throw a couple bucks in the offering or, well, you know, I'm nice to people. And we go through our resume of why we're good or why we believe in God. But if we were to look at the whole picture of our life, are there things that are very much in conflict or a contradiction of who He is. Hey, listen, I get it. I still need change. I still need transformation. I still need to overcome me and my tendencies, just like you. But I cannot say, good enough, you know, I believe God is, but I don't really live the life. I'm not allowing His Word to be a light unto me, the words of life that He gives, that I can live life like it's supposed to be. If the reality is, I say, yes, He is, and I follow Him, but I really don't have relationship with Him, then His Word, not mine, His Word says that we lie because we don't really practice the truth or what is in here. And if we say, I can't practice what's in there because I don't know what's in there, that's a great discovery, because now it says, this is where I start. I get to talk with Him. I get to read. I get to tell Him I don't understand. Or, hey, this is a really hard verse for me to, you know, accept. So you got to help me understand this better. You got to change my heart. You got to change my thinking. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sin. So if I read this and believe in Him, talk to Him, and not just like let someone else feed me twice a year or once a week, but this is who I become and this is how I live, that I begin to walk in this light because He's the light. And allows me to have fellowship and friendship with people in such a close manner who also believe or are making the same faith journey. And I have the assurance that His blood that was shed on a cross, forgive me of my sins, that I'm forgiven. Your past and my past that can be very troublesome to us can be washed away. Oh, your mind might remember it. You know how when we remember things, we start to feel those things that we remember? You know? You can mention a place or something that happened, and your feelings and your memory goes back, and all of a sudden you can live under the influence of what happened. What happens in Christ when we're forgiven is this. Our mind might remember the past, but because of this new relationship with Him, when I remember the past, I no longer live under its influence. So that means whatever happened back there, I don't have to live under the resentment. I don't have to live under the guilt. I don't have to live under all the influences of whatever's happened. I have become new in Him. This is a new way of life. And now I begin to walk and look at life different. It's new. It's a discovery. I'm still discovering.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.